good day. This is Bill Caskey back at the Advanced Selling Podcast Vignette Series. And once every few days, we get in front of the microphone and take a look at some of the situations that our salespeople and VPs of sales and business owner clients bring us. And it's not long enough to be a podcast in and of itself, but it's enough that we think warrants a little bit of attention. Here's one that came to me yesterday. I've got a salesperson who is probably one of the average performers at this firm, and there are a half dozen people who are better than her production-wise and a half dozen who are below her production-wise. Anyway, the point is that she has an initiative in front of her that requires her to go call on a certain kind of client, a certain kind of prospect. And I ask her if everybody else was calling on that same prospect, and she said probably six or seven of our group already has experience there and the other six or seven don't. And I said, well, why, you're doing things in a certain way out in the field and you don't know if they're working or not. They seem to be working okay, but you really don't know based on what everybody else is doing, whether your system is working the best or not. I said, you know, part of this process is they have an assessment they go out and do, and then from the assessment they get to a presentation. From the presentation they get to a capabilities discussion. From there they get to a proposal. From a proposal they get to either the business or not. And I said, you've probably got 100 touch points that you have with a potential client from the time you first talk with them, first initiate the conversation to the time the deal closes. Who's to say that you're not doing 80 of those wrong? Or who's to say you're doing 80 of them right, but somebody else has the 20 there that you're not doing right in their stable that they're doing right? And so the point is here that if you're in a company where several people are doing the same thing, huddle, get together with them, do a peer group, come up with what's the master plan for exactly how to sell this thing. You know, we salespeople, we're such lone rangers, and many times I think it's our companies that set this up. They almost don't want us to talk amongst ourselves, and so therefore they don't set up arrangements and events where we can do that. And I don't think that's intentional. I just think that it doesn't come to the mind of the VP of sales or the CEO. One of the things we recommend to all CEOs and VPs of sales, get your daggone people together. Have phone calls, have webinars, have events. If they're all in one city, bring them together. But don't sit and talk about the darn forecast all the time. Nobody wants to sit and talk about that. That's not invigorating to people. What's invigorating is everybody bring to the table an idea that they have on how to do things better and what success they've had. Talk about your success stories. Talk about how you get in to see people on the first call. Talk about your success with an assessment if you use one over another. Talk about your success with a presentation. Who's in the room? What does it look like? How is the PowerPoint laid out? What happens before the PowerPoint? What happens after? There's all these hundreds of things, and if I were coming in to look at your organization, which we do actually, I look at how are your top people doing it. And it amazes me at how few organizations have a template or a plan or sort of a master sequence of events for all the things that they do. Great companies have documented and have systematized the sales cycle, the presentation cycle, the assessment cycle, all the cycles of your sales process. They've systematized those. There's a right way and a wrong way to do it. Doesn't mean you can't bring your own creativity to it, but for heaven's sakes, everybody in your organization, if they're doing things that are not optimum, wouldn't you want to know about it? So that's my admonition for you today, is to meet up, do some peer groups, do some brainstorming, some masterminding, not networking, but masterminding, to bring ideas to the table and come up with some master plans. And I think everybody in the organization will benefit. This is Bill Caskey for the Advanced Selling Podcast Vignette Series. Join Brooke Green, Brian Neal, and I as we host this series over the course of 2010.